Welcome back to the Gus Bradley Show. And this week, Gus, you have the Tennessee Titans. And as a coaching staff, they have a new staff. So how do you do the research or the background to find out exactly what they are if you want to go past this year alone?
Sure. I think you look at their past history, you know, some teams that they've been on. You always look at the offensive line coach and see their history of the teams they've been in and what their philosophy is. But we've been fortunate. We played San Diego last year, where Coach Wisenhunt was, and then also my time up in Seattle when he was the head coach of the Cardinals.
Okay, so his new offensive coordinator, you just figure that he has more influence or enough influence on that offense to where it's still his offense.
Sure. The plays might be called maybe a little different order based on situations, but the general philosophy is based on Ken and then just the personnel that they have.
Well, the philosophy that I'm watching from watching their offense is they're pretty good up front. They run the football very well.
Well, they have a really good offensive line, a lot of first-round picks in there. Coach Wisenhunt always likes to operate and run out of some sort of a stat. So here you have two tight ends together where they can really secure the edge, work up to the second level, get to the linebackers. But just the push from the offensive line, before anybody makes contact, he has 5 yards.
And this play is another perfect example, because when Sean Green makes this cut on this play, he's like at the line of scrimmage where it's at, or maybe even past the line of scrimmage right there.
Sure, very similar. This is the outside zone, and this was what we run on offense as well. So we're finding out that it takes some time for the running back. You know, he's got to go fast but slow enough that he can make the cutback. Sean Green has a great feel for this play.
Well, and have you guys started to talk about who's going to play quarterback this week for the Tennessee Titans? But in reality, it doesn't matter for you guys, does it?
Well, you've got to be aware, because obviously with Jake, he likes to run around and extend plays. And he's had a lot of yards rushing over the past couple of games, different than Charlie.
Right.
But as far as the scheme, the pass concepts, the run game that you see, very similar.
Two big weapons, Kendall Wright, number 13, kind of a short area player, quick kind of movement guy. Really nice play by him here in the red area.
Sure, very talented on the perimeter. At all the receiver spots. And here he catches a little screen or a little check down pass out in the perimeter, makes a guy miss, see his athleticism, then his competitiveness to get into the end zone.
And he's athletic enough to where they try to find other ways to use him. This is a reverse play. He's going to be the one coming to motion. And the finish that he has on this play, well, I thought was exceptional.
Again, a guy that they want to get the ball in his hands, whether it's on a run play like this, a reverse, or short passes, but extremely talented and is playing at a high level.
Now, the other guy is Justin Hunter, and he was a draft pick last year. It's his second year, but you can see he's starting to come around, because at this point in the game, Charlie Whitehurst is in, who likes to look deep, it appears to me. But this is what kind of a move is this by Justin
Hunter? Well, he's got a double move up top. You know, generally this concept, when you see two guys coming out of a stack like this, one comes in, one goes out. Well, they changed it. Instead of going out, double move, then he sent it deep, a chance for a shot. Charlie hits him right in the perfect spot.
75-yard touchdown, a big explosive play for the Tennessee Titans. Now, we talked about the coaching philosophy on offense. Now, how about the coaching philosophy on defense? Because Ray Horton comes in as the defensive coordinator. He was the defensive coordinator last year in Cleveland. But his history is 6 years as a player under Dick LeBeau and then 12 years coaching with Dick LeBeau. So, does that give you a lot of carryover from the Steelers to this week against the Titans?
There is a lot of carryover. And what you're seeing on tape is Tennessee has drafted for years for a 4-3 defense. And Ray came in and has really changed it to a 3-4. So they've had to move some people around, get them in unfamiliar positions than they played in the past couple of years. But truly a 3-4 team, very, very similar to what we saw last week with Pittsburgh.
And some good plays here by Tennessee. A really nice play there by the nose tackle, Al Woods, who they say is 307 pounds. I don't believe that. But you can see, like Derek Morgan, an outside linebacker now, used to be a defensive end. This is the adjustment you're talking about.
Sure.
From that 4-3 to the 3-4.
Well, he would have his hand down, you know, in the 4-3 and come off the edge and try to set the edge. Now he's doing it, taking on, you know, fullbacks or tight ends, and then playing that two-gap principle, completely new principle for him. But you can see they're making progress as the year goes on.